I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
Hey, y'all.
I can't with you today. It's way too early. Did the lights just change on me?
I know. It's like, it's weird.
Who's controlling? Are you controlling the lights? Lord, is that you? Did I do something wrong? Are you trying to tell me something?
Tell him, blink once.
Oh, it's the ghost.
No, not in my house.
I brought my ghost.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. I brought my ghost. My ghost is in here setting it off. Just to start the recording, my ghost is like, and action. Because it literally happened right when the camera started.
We're not doing the ghost assist up in here today. No, no.
It's so scary. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going good. Since there's no ghost in my house. No, there's
not. No, there's not.
There's not.
There's no ghost.
Anywho.
What you got
so
for me?
I got a question for you.
Run it.
Would you rather have telekinesis, meaning you can move things with your mind, or telepathy, you can read minds?
I'm going to go with telekinesis, and this is why. I don't necessarily want to know what people think about me all the time. Like, I want to know what people are thinking about other stuff, but I would hate to overhear a thought where someone is just like, I can't stand that bitch. I don't know that I want to like hear what other people think about me per se. Although, isn't that exactly what I'm doing, getting on camera every week?
It's like, what do you think? Tell me. But I tell you out loud, like, I can't stand going away with you because you're so damn cute.
Lord, Jiminy Crickets. Like, but I think I'd go with the telekinesis. And also, I would love to see people's reaction when I'm just fucking with them. Just moving stuff around. Moving stuff. Like, I know I put that right there. Oh, or I know such and such. So yeah, I would go with
definitely
the telekinesis.
Same for me. Same for me. Yeah. Like I said, I don't want to hear all that stuff because I'm already overstimulated too easy. So if I hear everything, like, you know, like Superman when he first got his powers, like,
yeah.
So it'd be too much. But I would like to mess with people.
For sure.
Because I always said, if I'm rich, just got stupid money, I'm going to do a show called Just Effing With You. Just messing with people because I just would love to.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened? Who did that?
Yeah. Like,
some people who are mean.
Did I hear? Oh, the assholes.
People, yeah.
Yeah, they get special attention.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's what I would go with.
Well, see, we always think alike.
We do.
Were you reading my mind?
Ha ha!
You are simple, I must say. Oh, did I say that out loud?
You did. But it's okay. I heard it anyway. I knew you were thinking it.
Yeah.
All right, got another one?
Okay, I'll give you another one. So would you rather have a personal chef or personal maid?
Boy. I think I would rather have the maid. Now, is this a living maid or someone who could? There's a reason I'm asking. Is this like a full-time?
It's your maid, you decide.
Okay, well, she can come in full, he or she, they can come in full-time. I'll cook. They can clean it up. I'm a messy cook. I really, truly am. Like, sometimes I won't cook because I know what I'm about to do in this kitchen. I try to remember to like put things away as I use it.
Yeah.
And I've watched enough cooking shows that I know, you know, like peeling an onion, cracking eggs, have one bowl. You put all the trash in that one. Yeah. And then, but I've got flour over here and I've got the oil over here and I've got I'm a messy cook. So I'd rather have the maid.
Okay.
What about you? I already know the answer to this.
I'm going to have a personal chef.
Yes.
Because I cannot cook. I cannot.
You don't think you can cook?
Oh no, nobody I cook for thinks I can cook. So I'm going to do the world a favor and I'm going with the chef. But also, I need to lose some weight. So I figure if I got a professional chef, you can cook me some food that tastes really good.
Yeah, and it's healthy.
Yeah, because I eat because I like the taste of food. I don't have to be hungry. I just like food. So if you can feed me some good food, then I don't need the maid because I'm not in the kitchen tearing up stuff.
I get that.
But then again, I mean, the maid cleans the whole house. So, I mean, I could do that, or we got a kid, you know.
Yeah.
We got a kid. Yeah. I don't need the maid. I need the chef.
Okay.
So if anybody out there wants to gift me with a personal chef, they don't have to be live-in. They can come, fix the food, you know, do the meal prep, put it in there, tell me all you got to do is heat it up for however many minutes, but make sure you put that note on there because I will mess it up. But yeah, definitely personal chef would change my life completely.
It's so amazing that your ability to bake is outside of this galaxy, but...
Yeah, baking and
frying
cooking,
a piece of chicken is, nope. Is.
Girl, I air fried some chicken, some pork chop the other day. See, because cooking is intuitive.
Baking is science. Right.
So I read the recipe that said air fry for 6 minutes. It neglected to say, well, it might have, I don't know, like the thickness of the pork chop matters. Because 6 minutes on a thin makes leather. I heard.
is that what your husband told you?
How you think I heard it? Because even rice, I mean, like, who messed up rice? He's like, rice ain't supposed to be crunchy. It's like,
well, I mean, rice can be tricky though. Rice can be, so when I was in New York, my brother always asked me, sis, can you make me some chicken fried rice? I got you. I'll make the chicken fried rice. But they didn't have the rice that I usually use from Sam's Club. So, you know, I did the rice and it was like mashed potatoes. It was so mushy. So I wasted like a whole batch of chicken fried rice because that rice wasn't usable. Mm. But it showed me like, okay, this rice cooks faster.
You have long grain rice, short grain rice.
Yeah, you have parboiled.
Also, how high the heat is. Because I mean, I have an electric stove, but it feels like sometimes that thing I put it on low and it does what it wants to do.
I
was like, so, you know, I got a little better, but like check it, put a little bit more water in there than it actually calls for. Watch the time a little closer, but
yeah,
we can't live off rice.
Yeah. So see, now I would say the opposite with rice. I mean, I would not put more water than it calls for.
Well, see, because mine, I think it heats up too quick. Cause like even on low is, you know, it seems like it's cooking it's too high.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I mean, obviously we're not starving to death. We don't look like we're starving. So we make do.
Heavens to Murgatroyd. Okay. So what's on the agenda for today?
For today, my question is cheating a deal breaker in relationships?
Are we talking about our past?
That's all I can talk. Well, no, because I mean, no past, present, future.
So clearly I'm going to give my opinion, but I recognize that my opinion is just mine and that everyone's circumstances are different. For me at my age, yes, cheating is a deal breaker for me because I feel like at our age, we all know I'm 52. We're 52. We talk about it all the time. I feel like at our age, if you don't know what you want by now, just be single. Like, don't even get into a relationship. I would have to say for me, cheating is a deal breaker. Now, there are some women who would disagree with that. Oh, everybody deserves a second chance. And hey, that's great. Give your man or your woman a second chance and use work that shit out. Some women have, and it's not just the women and the men are cheating. It's the men and have women who are cheating. True. But sometimes there are children involved and, oh, we want to keep the family together. I don't think that parents have to stay together in order to be good parents.
Yeah, true.
You know, but, you know, if you're trying for aesthetics, then sure, you know, we have a happy family and we live together and everything is hunky dory in our house till I see you on snaps. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for me, deal breaker.
Not cheaters, but snaps.
Yeah.
We're going straight to snapped.
What are your thoughts?
Well, let's say, okay, in the past, cheating was obviously not a deal breaker.
Right. I mean,
we talked about how often I was cheated on. silly old me. But it probably should have been, because I was at the school of everybody deserves a second chance. Mm-hmm. But some people, what did say, your mom said, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. Okay. And, you know, you get past the first time. It's like, well, you know, she took me back the first time, she'll take me back again. Mm-hmm. So that was my past. So it should not have been a deal breaker. Now, like I said, at our age, and that I've been married 20 years. Yeah. Yes, that would have to be a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. Because again, you know, at our age, you should know what you want by now. And if it's not working, have the decency to part ways.
Right. Just let me know if there's something that I'm not doing and you want me to do it, I'm down to try. You know, if it's something sexual, I'm down to try.
We know you're down to try.
Yes, yes. I mean, but it could be something as you're not handling, you know, certain things in the house, like anything.
Yeah, but talk to me.
Say something. But if I don't know, I can't address it.
When you said if I had to change something, the church that we used to all go to, mm-hmm. and the pastor was like, what do you used to say? Something like, get your yakky, you know, be Beyonce if you got to be up in there. And it's like, so yeah, so sometimes you might have to change it up. But again, talk to me.
Exactly.
Like we talked about before. It's like, you know, you don't know what I'm into until you ask me, unless you ask me to go and snatch people off the streets. And
right.
We talked about that. But then again, how do you know if you don't ask me?
Right. I may surprise you and say, hey.
You know, those ones I saw, like Law and Order or something, somebody got killed because they had a secret. Like, they were going to a hooker because they wanted to put on a diaper and get spanked. You know what I'm saying? You can ask me.
Yeah, I mean, and if that's a deal breaker for you, I'm okay with that too.
Yeah.
That just means we're not compatible in that way.
But you didn't have to just cheat on me. We can talk it through, and maybe we can come to some common ground. Maybe I'll spank you on Wednesdays.
Right. Yeah. Or maybe we bring somebody in. And y'all do that.
Oh, can I watch?
Oh, well, clearly I'm in the room. If you think for one second I'm letting my man go, no, clearly I'm in the room. If I'm not involved, I'm in the room.
So just let's talk it out, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't just cheat. That's disrespectful.
I feel like it's a cop out. Like, you know, like, so you decide that you want to see somebody else or whatever the case may be, and then you use me as the reason, and you haven't even come to me with what's wrong. I feel like that's a bitch move. Like,
now let's back up a moment though. Let me think about that. What is cheating? What qualifies as cheating for you?
Anything that's outside of my relationship. If you're texting with another chick, now there are severities of cheating, let's put it that way. If I catch you texting with another chick, like, if I'm married and I catch you texting with another chick, that's a deal breaker for me, because you committed to me and said, this is me and you, and you're texting with another chick. Like,
do you have to be married to be in a committed relationship?
Well, no. And I started with that one because that's a definite deal breaker for me. Now, if I'm dating someone and we haven't given ourselves, like, hey, we're monogamous, this is me and you, you know, we're working towards marriage, and I see you texting with somebody, odds are there might be somebody I'm texting because we're not committed.
Yeah, exclusive.
Yeah. Now, if we're exclusive and we're working towards that marriage and the family and all that stuff, and you're texting with someone else, I gotta go because you're showing me who you are.
You mean when people show you who they are, you should not believe them?
Right. But showing me early on.
It's early in the relationship, because they always say, there's always red flags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you choose to ignore them. Yeah, especially if you're dating and you let that stuff go.
Yeah.
I think that standing in front of the judge or the priest or whatever and saying these vows are going to change who people are.
Mm-mm.
You know, you can't change somebody just because you marry them. That's a ridiculous thought.
And that's part of the problem with both men and women, in my opinion, when they get into relationships and the person shows them who they are, but they stick with it with the thought that, well, once we get married, it'll be different. Once we get married, he'll change or she'll change. Once we're under the same roof, things will be different. not.
Most likely not.
Yeah.
Most likely not. Yeah. Yeah, they're bringing who they are. You know, once you get past those first few dates, then you're getting who they are.
Yeah. Everybody brings their, as Chris Rock would say, everybody brings their representative to the first few dates.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Everybody lies. After your hair ain't that long. Your eyelashes aren't that long. You ain't that tall.
I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, she's about to take off all
she
the
took her butt off.
She yeah, she took her leg off. Yo, I'm gonna get you sucker was a classic.
Yes, yes. But, it's who you see in the beginning.
Yeah,
is maybe not who it is. Give it a little while.
They're
like people who get married after knowing each other, you know, weeks or a couple of months or you got to give them a chance to fart in front
of them. Do you watch 90 Day Fiancé? Have I asked you that before?
You have, and no.
And the answer is still no?
Yes, I refuse to watch stuff like that.
So I will say the concept of the show is like, what? You met someone in Russia. You went over there and visited a couple of times or whatever. Now you're applying for this K-1 visa. Now yous are going to be a family with the kids, your kids that they never show on TV. And this person is supposed to become a stepfather. All of this in 90 days. And then you get married. Now, the other side of that coin, there are absolutely couples who've made it from that show, 90 Day Fiancé, and they're married and they have 2 and 3 children and they come back on the show to talk about the people who are on it now, the 90 Day Fiancé pillow talk. But I say all that to say, how do you meet someone? How do you know someone in that small amount of time?
Well, actually, I think you never truly know someone, but I think you're taking a risk to do it that quick.
Yeah.
Because like I said, they gotta thaw out, you know?
Yeah.
Because you can only hold that facade for so long.
Yeah.
So I'd say give it a little time. What's the rush?
Yeah.
What's the rush?
K-1 visas. They have 90 days. You got 90 days on it. And
so I guess if it's that. But yeah, because I've also known of someone who, you know, did something like that, had somebody in a different country. So it's not like they could see each other all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, came over, brought them over, got married, and then that person dipped on them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I got what I wanted. I'm here and I'm gone.
At my previous job where we met, I would see profiles come through and they're like 23 with 2 ex-wives. Military. They don't always marry for love. They're marrying for that housing allowance. They're marrying for the benefits, you know.
I tried to get married for, in the very beginning when I wanted to go in, I could not go in as a single parent.
Mm.
So I proposed to someone just so I could be married so I could have my daughter, but he did not marry me at that time, but I got him. But
I was going to say that, son, bitch.
But that's what I said at the time. How dare you? Because I wanted to go into the Air Force.
Right.
I wanted
to marry you and then leave you for 4 to 6 years.
You're right. Well, I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen. Like, I just, look, he would have got the benefits.
It was paper,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I married you. Back then, it wouldn't happen. Yeah.
But yeah, so I was going to get married just to get in so I could have my daughter with me. But also when I was in, I saw people, like I said, who got married for crazy reasons. And because of that, I thought I would never get married. Because like, you know, these people, they're all married, they're in love. And when one of them deploys, they go out the front door, the boyfriend or girlfriend coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, these people scandalous. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to get married because everybody's scandalous.
Oh gosh. Some of the stories I hear my military friends tell me about relationships and relations, two different things in the military. Mm-hmm. And clearly they were all too young to be in those relationships, but the cheating was so accepted. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even in quote love relationships, the cheating was accepted because they were so freaking young. But as an adult, at my age, I just couldn't see it. I couldn't see me saying, we can get through this.
Well, you know, and full disclaimer, I was not a very good person when I was young. Like I said,
girl, I thought you were going to tell me a secret.
Don't tell my husband, but my boyfriend said it. No, actually, because I was young when I was in the military. And I don't know, is that an excuse or not? I don't know. But I have to say, I never cheated on anyone, but I did cheat with someone. Mm-hmm. And once I became of age that I wasn't as stupid and I was getting married, I was like, oh God, please forgive me.
Right.
Don't let me have to read that one. But yeah, I did some craziness.
Yes.
And it was one guy I was cheap with.
Mm-hmm.
Poor soul. He found out his wife was cheating on him and he was so devastated. And I was like, but sir,
I'm your mistress.
Yeah, where are you right now as you're telling me this sob story? You know,
right. Like, but that goes to show the double standard.
Yeah, he was devastated. Yeah. Like, how could she? Like, how could you?
You
know, it's like, where are you?
As you're putting on your clothes.
Right? It's like, that's just, the double standard was unbelievable. Yeah.
And that's the other thing. I think women are expected to forgive the men while the men can call her out her name.
You ask the guys, like, no, I would never forgive them. But we're supposed to be forgiven.
It's almost written into our DNA that we're supposed to be these docile little creatures who need all the men to, like, I'll pass.
You're right.
Yeah.
Like I said, especially now, we've been together so long. It's like, no, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yeah, and I guess that matters too.
Yeah.
How long have you been with the person? How much time have you invested in the person? And that's another thing I was saying earlier on. It depends on who you ask. My opinion, of course, is that it's a resounding no. But for someone who's been with their mate for 20, 30 years, and that's all they that's all they know. And who wants to start dating again at such and such an age? Or, you know, you may be more willing to accept that your mate cheated on you, but I don't know. I think I'd rather just stick it out by myself at some point and just be okay with being by myself rather than having not only you, my mate, look at me like, oh, I'm getting over, but there's some chick or that you're with who's also calling me stupid. It's bad enough for you to do it, but for someone who I don't even know who you're doing it to,
That's another thing, who you're doing it to. Like, are you doing what we're doing? It's like, right. Oh my gosh. It's
right.
Like a thing. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you doing it to?
Yeah. What are y'all doing?
Who are you cheating with?
Yeah.
Is it some nasty skank?
Oh gosh.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that matters as well. Yeah. Like, just a thought of that. Yeah, is like, it, are you paying someone? I know someone who caught their mate cheating and they were paying for it. Ugh. Not just one, but multiple.
Well, you could have given me an increase on my allowance, sir. I'll do that.
What he could have gave you was a disease.
Yeah, that's true too. If you're out there with just like any old body.
And it doesn't even have to be someone you're paying. You can get that from anybody. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's another thing. Yeah, you get risking.
Yeah. There are so many factors that come into answering that question and making that decision. But for me, I'm going to go ahead and tell you and your rotten dick to kick rocks. Take all of that.
Because that's another thing, too. People out there are like, oh, I got a baby. I don't. So you weren't even wrapping it up?
Right.
Just like, oh, that's just disrespectful again and disgusting.
And what about the person who cheats and gets pregnant by that other person? Now, I also have a friend. I always have a friend who's been through something. But I also have a friend. She was married and her husband cheated and got the other chick pregnant. And they decided to stay together. But now you've got the kid coming over.
Yeah.
Because, of course, he's being a dad. And now you're part of that because you're staying. So.
But then also you got to see her because she's a part of that child's life. So now she's going to always be a part of his life.
Yep.
I don't think I'm strong enough.
Now, suffice it to say that marriage didn't work. They're divorced now. But. Yuck.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. That's a bad scene. Now, okay. So let's go back to, I'm the one who he's cheating with.
Mm-hmm. So you're the side piece.
I'm side piece. Okay. And I got the baby.
Okay.
Is he going to leave his wife for me?
Well, that's what he told you. That's what he told you the whole time he was doing it.
They were getting a divorce anyway.
That they were
not. They weren't together. We're not having a good relationship. Yeah. But okay. So he does leave her for me. Yippee.
I don't trust you.
He's not going to cheat on me.
I don't trust you.
He would never cheat on me.
What Life Jennings say? If he'll cheat on her, he'll cheat on you.
No, he loves me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You go right on ahead until the next baby comes along. But that's the other thing. Can people change?
Yeah. I do know a couple of couples that did that. But yeah, that's a risk you're taking. Because yeah, if they did that to someone else who they originally said they loved, just like now they're saying they love you. So you can't be mad when it doesn't work.
And there are situations where that has been the case. Where, yes, I cheated on that person to be with you, but simply because I love you more. You're the person I want to be with, and they end up being this happy couple forever and ever. Exactly. So it happens. It does happen.
But
it just won't happen to me.
Right. And then
because I wouldn't trust you.
Exactly. Because they're fickle. Like, okay, they love them. And then when they met me, they realized they love me more. Mm-hmm. But you can meet somebody else and say, oh, now I love them more. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would not want that.
And not only, I think the other part of my problem is that if you did it to that, like you just said, you did it to that person, you were in love with them. And then you, oh my gosh, you love me more. There's a chance that you'll meet a third person. Mm-hmm. There's a chance you won't. But what disturbs me is your mind is open to the concept. Mm-hmm. And I know it is because you did it there.
Yeah, exactly.
It may not even be intentional, but I know that you have the capacity to step outside of your relationship and possibly... trip and fall into somebody else's snatch.
Oh, not the trip and fall.
I'm just saying.
But, you know, and I thought about it, you know, once I decided to make the commitment to get married. Mm-hmm. And I was like, could I ever? And, you know, and I said, no, because I'm not willing to jeopardize my sure thing for a maybe. Because, you know, you get out there and he's like, oh, I love you. You know, we're going to be together forever. Leave your man and don't take care of you. And then I leave my man and you turn out to be trash.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like, I know. Who I have now.
Yeah.
I know the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
That's my sure thing.
Right.
This maybe.
Can't do it.
Not worth it.
Can't do it. You ever see those couples that, what's the black dude and the white chick from the morning show? I don't know their names. The black dude and the white chick. She was married. He was married. They both cheated on their mates with one another. The show fired them. It was a big thing in the news. I can't think of the guy's name. I know this makes it sound old, but I can't think of their name. But now those two are together and their spouses together.
They are not.
It's like they were major people in the news. I don't even know where my phone is at to check it, but they were major people in the news. And now the two of them have a podcast.
Kelly Ripa?
No, I can't.
Lord. I have no idea.
I know everybody out there is like screaming it at their TV. Like, I mean,
they know I don't watch television, so I rarely watch television. But that's crazy.
What the hell is that?
That is so crazy.
Yeah, but the wife and the husband that the wife and the husband that were cheated on are now dating, and those
they had a common bond. Like those scallywags.
Yeah,
but interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So maybe they were mismatched to begin with.
Maybe. Maybe in a different life, had they all been in the same setting, those two would have been drawn to one another and these two.
Wow.
Or are these two just trying to spite them?
I know, right? But
and just saying, hey, you know, giving them the finger. We're good too. You know, now you picture him inside, you know, it could be some anything.
That's crazy. But we also talked before about, like, if you see somebody cheating, would you say something? Because somebody, like I said, might be okay with it. So, you know, I realized from our last conversation, I'm going to let that be. I'm not going to let that be because they're not going to be talking, you know, mad at me for telling them something they already know. Mm-hmm. And then now we can't be friends because I think the person will be embarrassed maybe because, you know, now they're saying, oh, you know, what are you thinking about me? Because, yeah, I'm thinking I'm crazy.
Yeah. And not only that, I no longer want to be in his company or her company, whoever's doing cheating, because I have male friends too. It could be the chick who's foul. I have no desire to be in that person's company. So it kind of ruins the dynamic of the friendship.
Yeah.
But again, it also for me depends on who it is, because I feel like, and I know this would never happen, but I feel like if I saw your husband out and I came to you, you would address whatever, however you handled it at home is however you handle it. But I know for a fact you wouldn't like, I know that you wouldn't hate me. You wouldn't like, stop speaking to me, nothing like that. But I do think, and this is just human nature, that even though you'll still love me and our friendship will be strong, I think you'll resent me a little bit for bringing that to you. You know what I mean? And I say that about anybody. Not
yeah, because I mean, like I said, if I decide to stay, then of course I'm feeling stupid because I'm thinking she's thinking about me crazy. Because mm-hmm. I know I would, like, you gonna stay with that joker?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, and I think that human nature would make that person resent just the tiniest bit.
Well, I don't know if I resent you so much as I feel foolish. And maybe I'd be embarrassed to be around you. Because mm-hmm. yeah, I feel.
But you don't think you would be like, oh my God, I wish she never even fucking told me. Like I was oblivious. I was none the wiser.
Yeah, blissfully ignorant.
I wish.
So you're right.
I think it's kind of human nature.
Yeah,
when you think that you're in the best situation and everything is great, and someone comes along and throws a wrench in that, even though it's for, you know, your for the betterment of your whole being, to know, hey, this is what's going on. Either you want to stay and you just work that out, or you leave it. But either way, it's for you to make that informed decision. There's got to be the teeniest, tiniest bit that says, I wish that bitch never told me.
Because I know once when I was dating this guy way back when, and
way back.
And we had got into an argument. I don't think I didn't live with him, but I was staying over and he had a roommate. Mm. So one day we got into a terrible argument and I told him, I was like, you can sleep in here on the floor if you want to. He's like, I'm sleeping on the couch. No, you're not. You're not taking our business outside of this room. Nobody's going to know we
arguing. That's hilarious. As if nobody could like, hear you or anything.
You can sleep on this floor, but you're not taking our business into the streets. Like, no.
By street, you mean the living room. His place of his apartment that you were spending the night in.
That's right.
Yeah, I feel like it's inevitable that telling someone may result in just the slightest change in the relationship, but you have to be ready for it, whichever way it happens, if you decide to be the whistleblower.
Yeah. But also if you don't tell, you know, like you said, you don't really want to be around that other person
knowing what they're doing because I'm that motherfucker. Be like, every time I see him, be like,
and then I'm like, why are you treating him like that?
Right.
He's like, come on out to dinner with us. You're like,
no, thank you.
See? And then I'll be thinking, what's wrong with her?
Then you'll be thinking like, wait a minute, why do they look at each other like that? What's going on with them two? And now I'm the bad person trying to be,
trying to steal my man. Yeah.
Nah, girl, you can definitely have
that, right, that cheetah. Yeah, raggedy, that cheetah. Right,
if he's raggedy like so, that.
That's terrible too. And also think like, how do people cheat locally? Like, you know, do you not go outside? Because if you had Applebee's, you know, I might be out with you one day and, mm-hmm. you know, and I told him, I said, well, me and Nat going to hang out. We're going to be gone for a while. So he think, okay, I'm rolling with my chick and we run him and now we're right. together. It's like,
but doesn't that depend on the type of cheating relationship they're having? Like a sex relationship, if it's just for sex, you're never going to run into them anywhere because they're just somewhere fucking. Like you're never going to run into them.
That's not a relationship.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on what type of cheating that person's doing. If it's strictly sex, you're not going to run. Nobody's going to run into them unless they happen to be in the same spot. Exactly. Nobody's going to run into them.
We're checking in at the same time.
Right, right. Because he's not trying to take his sidekick out to eat. They're bringing food in. Trust me. Now, if it's the type of cheating where there's some emotion involved, then yes, you run the risk of. But that's why you go to the next couple of towns over, you know, like cheat right.
Well, but I always think, and that's one thing I meant to think in the, you know, shit say in the beginning, is the type of cheating. Emotional. I think it starts with emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you start talking to somebody and say you're, you know, texting, you know, getting a little too friendly.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you can fall into the other stuff.
Exactly.
Ooh. But going over to the next town doesn't help. I told you I ran into that couple in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know.
But I mean, that's...
It can happen.
It definitely can happen. The world is small.
Yeah, it is.
As big as this world is, it's so small.
Or somebody's going to take a picture of somebody and, somebody told me a story. They were looking at their Facebook and some friends were looking at it over the shoulder or whatever. You know, everybody's looking at the thing and a photo came up and somebody was not where they should be with someone they shouldn't have been with or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, happenstance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you're posing for something, but somebody's looking and it's like, oh.
Yeah. What's that about?
Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, how can you hide? And like going a few towns over doesn't mean anything. Anybody could be like said, anywhere.
Emotional cheating is cheating. It may not have the same outcome in terms of whether or not you stay together, because it's kind of the same thing as what I was saying before. Some women, some men have different reasons for staying in that situation. For me, I'm out. Emotional, text, whatever. I'm out because one thing, like you just said, leads to another. Mm-hmm. All that is a door. Mm-hmm. It's an opening for all that other shit.
You don't need to hear my man about talk about his problems. He don't need to hear about your problems. You know, exactly. We're not on that level.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what therapy's for. If you need somebody to talk to, don't find a married person.
Because mm-hmm. at my old job, and I know I've heard the term work spouse before, but that's never set well with me. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying, we had a potluck one time and this guy asked me to fix his plate. And I was like, you are not my man, sir.
Wow.
You know, like, we're never going to have that type of thing that you think, the line must be drawn in the sand.
Yes.
So we're not going to get to talking all personal about what's going on.
Make my plate. Girl. That is definitely now like, I'll make your plate.
Yeah, but
I'll make one of my girl's plates, my best guy friend. I'll make his plate. But if it's not my husband,
like, or... who are you, sir? You work on the third floor. That's, you know, like, it's like, what is this about?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're never going to get into that. Yeah. You're comfortable enough with me that it could be misconstrued or something. It's like,
well, let me ask you this. Okay. Cause I don't know why this is stuck in it. Like, it's like a piece of meat stuck in my tooth. Can't get it out. So was he just, hey, can you make me a plate? Or was he, oh my gosh, can you, when you go out and make your plate, can you make mine?
No, because he's just like, you get up and serve yourself or whatever at the job potluck.
Yeah.
He just asked me if I would make his plate. Why would I do that, sir?
That's a huge no, sir.
It's like, my husband's not here.
Right.
Like, I would never. Mm-mm. No, we did not have that type of relationship. But it was some weird stuff going on there. I found out later. Mm-mm. Like, was that the same guy that touched my hair?
I remember that. I remember you telling me about it.
No, sir. No, I'm not that one. I'm not that one. He found one that was that one, but it was not me, sir. Like I said, no, I'm snitching.
Girl.
Don't try me because I'm not the one.
You sound like my daughter. I'm straying for a quick second. I promise I'm coming right back. So apparently somebody was making fun of her at school. Day before yesterday, somebody was making fun of her. So she texted me to let me know that somebody was making fun of her. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, just tell that person, you sound real uneducated right now. And you don't, and your joke didn't even make sense. So you're the one who looks stupid. I said, and then laugh real loud at that person to make the joke on that person. So she gets home and she tells me, I said, how did it go? And she was like, he just kept making fun of me. She was like, so I told on him. I said, you told on him? She said, yeah. So apparently in school now, you don't even have to verbally tell the teacher. You type it into a complaint, whatever. I don't know.
A complaint app?
No. But when I tell you she had me so weak, I was bent over because she was like, I was typing as he was cracking jokes. So-and-so said, .. So-and-so said, she said, I know the person on the other end, just kept seeing the dots because I was still typing. I said, you're a snitch.
A professional snitch.
Yes. Oh, but it's amazing. You don't even have to tell anybody. Just type it into your Chromebook and it goes to the powers that be to be addressed. And sure enough, they addressed it.
Wow.
You don't even have to.
So they don't know who the snitch is. The kids.
Yeah. I mean, he knew who it was when the teacher was like, leave her alone. I imagine the teacher sitting at the desk doing stuff like,
Jonathan, stop.
Yes. But I was too weak that she was like, I was typing as he was saying.
So, but you know, that could happen now. It's like, girl, I see him at the restaurant. Is he supposed to be there right now? Not to taking the pictures.
Yes. Receipts.
Oh, God.
Because, and that's the other thing. If you're telling someone that their mate is cheating, if this person is hearing this all the time from other people and they don't believe them, now you're lumped into that I don't believe you category. Like, you know, you're not even telling, you're just jealous or you just want to, you know, something like that. That's the other, like, there are too many risks with telling someone that you see them, their mate cheating, but it's always the age old question. would you tell? It's age old. Like, you're always going to wonder. And for me, it just depends on who I'm telling. Some people I care more about.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, he better care more about me.
Rat on his ass.
He better. Flat. He better care.
I'd tell it like I would take pictures and I would tell it.
Tell it like a tease.
I'd take pictures of the license plate so you know. Oh. Look, I know it was him because ain't this his tag? Ain't this his tag? I sure wouldn't. I would tell it.
Well, now we know, mister. Don't be out there acting a fool. And don't cheat with personalized license plates. I wasn't cheating, but I was somewhere that, you know, again, back in my day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't say I wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know, in that hotel parking lot, that was obviously my car.
It said Lakeisha. Lakeisha, as Siri likes to say.
So, yeah. So don't be out there where you weren't supposed to be with your personalized license plates.
Yeah. I'll just wrap my part of it up as saying, if we do end up together, don't cheat, because it'll be an easy out in the relationship when you can just say, hey, I don't want to be here anymore. This isn't working, whatever.
Or you want to try this?
Don't cheat. And I've always said that in my relationships, please don't let a third person break us up.
Oh my gosh, I say that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, the thought of someone else wrecking my relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfathomable.
Yeah, if we're not going to be together, that's fine. I'll get over it. You'll get over it. We'll get over it. But please don't make it because of a third person. Yeah.
Wow.
It's profound because you kind of think about, I think about what I want someone to tell me. I would. So that I can get out of the situation. I would.
Because we touched on something like this before, and since we have, my thoughts have changed mostly about like what I tell somebody else. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because before I used to be like, I'm telling everything, but mm-hmm. yeah, now it depends.
Yeah,
it really does depend.
Yeah, and with firearms everywhere,
so we're going from not going to cheaters, we're going straight to smack.
I don't want to be. Listen, cheaters is scripted. Back in the day, I don't think it was. I think those were real stories. Have you watched it?
I've seen Cheaters before. Yeah, I've seen Cheaters before.
It is raggedy. First of all, they had Peter Guns, of all people. Okay. Well, actually, he fit that bill perfectly. But it got so to the point where they were like, how dare you cheat on me? I'm going to fight you right now. Titties everywhere. Oh, you know, no. It was just, okay. I mean, looking right into the camera. Yeah. Like, they would be like, I can't believe you. Why would you do that to me? It's so raggedy. So raggedy.
So you want to be on the first season, the first episode with it, not now.
Yeah. Now okay. Snapped? Everything in Snapped is real.
Oh gosh.
Everything. I wake up to it. I go to sleep to it. I will put it on my phone and put it on my nightstand and go to sleep
with it playing.
Snap
no,
Dateline.
No.
I was getting dressed this morning to Dateline. I rewatched the story about the dog trainer, the volunteer in the prison who broke the guy out of prison and they went on a on the run. Tell me you don't remember that. That was all over the news.
The dog trainer. No, I don't remember that.
She was a volunteer at the prison.
I don't like to watch the news.
I mean, you couldn't miss this. It was even an episode of SVU.
See, I'm saying, I remember something about somebody working there, but I'm like, dog
trainer. She was like
that. They break him out. He broke him out.
He lost weight in order to fit into the cardboard box.
Okay, no, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Dateline season. It was. I just watched it this morning. Don't get me lying about the episode. Yeah.
Okay. Now let's
guess who did it.
Now, how devastating would it be that you did all this to break him out of prison, and then he cheats on you?
Mm-hmm. And the crazy part about it is, she was like 27 years his senior. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was in there for murder. He was in there for life for murder. And she was volunteering. She volunteered at the prison. And she was a dog handler, you know, trained dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So she said he walked up to her and said, hi, my name is, I forget, Michael
Myers. No.
It is something like that, actually. Yeah. And I want to be your next dog handler. So they ended up, you know, talking or whatever. So then someone cornered her, another prisoner cornered her and was threatening her. Who came to the rescue?
Oh, of course him.
He came to the rescue. So, of course, they created this bond. She snuck him in a cell phone.
Okay.
They had over I forget how many hours, 2,000 hours or some crazy shit of them talking over a year and a half. Then they decided, and he decided, or she decided, they decided to break him out.
Is it that hard out here?
It is for a pimp.
Oh, it's hard out here for a pimp. Try to make that money for the rich.
How do you know that?
Now, I'm surprised that you know that. Whoop that chicken.
Yo, like, that movie
I
was...
I'm in control.
I don't even remember all those parts.
I know when they were sitting in there, and the girl, the hooker, was like, you know, I can't do nothing. And her pimp, he had one hoe.
Yeah.
And he telling her, no, you can do it. You can be in charge. She holding the steering wheel. So I'm like, I'm in control. Yeah. Something like,
yeah. But you're not really. But you do have some control in everything you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But poor thing. He was down to just stuff. One. Well, one working and then the one pregnant one.
Lord, that was on Taraji's role, right? She was the one who was singing, it's hard out.
Oh, wait, is that the wrong one? That's I Can See.
No, weren't they telling her that?
It was something like that, because she was all timid and hearing birds.
It's hard out here. And he was like, yeah, she was like, it's hard out here. That movie, what is the name of it?
Hustle and Flow. Oh my gosh, Pope Pimp. He probably should have just went and got another job, because he wasn't really good at
it. He wasn't good. His whole thing was supposed to be about the music. It's hard out.
Yeah.
Well, whoop that chick.
Got the female singing that. It was like,
yeah,
dude, that's it. Anyway, it
still
was
an excellent movie.
I know, right? Excellent right. Movie, yeah. Obviously, but I remember a few lines from it.
Excellent movie. All right, so I'm thinking that we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. That's what he better be saying if he's cheating, right?
You better wrap that up.
Shit. Don't
bring nothing back here.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, be out.
All right. Later.
Later.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe, and look for a new episode every Wednesday.